The million dollar question. Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Ryan LaStrange and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or you can hear it. Download the Charisma Media app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismaaudio.com. That's charismaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about parking lot prayer warriors making a difference in Virginia. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In the Virginia Beach area, a group of friends started a prayer movement that they are calling Firestorm United with the purpose to equip people to do what Jesus did. And they are seeing the Holy Spirit move, even in hospital parking lots. One of the group's leaders, Jared Lasky, says that the first time they gathered together to pray in the parking lot outside of a Virginia Beach hospital, he saw in prayer a vision of COVID-19 furious at the prayers of the saints. That has only fueled them on even more. The group has prayed and even prophesied over nurses who were then filled with the boldness to actually pray over their patients. The group of parking lot prayer warriors is growing, and more people all over the country are following suit in their parking lots as well. While still practicing safe physical distancing, prayer and worship gatherings have become a daily occurrence for many in the group. Jessica Brezina is one of the girls in the group, and she said that while we were worshiping at a hospital, a lady pulled up and parked a few spots away from us. She sat in her car, but immediately I felt the Holy Spirit highlighting her to me and wanted me to talk to her. As I went over to her, I saw her car door was ajar, and she had her palms up and was worshiping. I carefully walked over and asked if I could pray for her, and then I noticed that she was crying. The lady said that the Holy Spirit also led her there to come to pray for the doctors, nurses, and patients. And when she pulled up and saw the group praying and worshiping, the woman expressed that she was overwhelmed by the love of God. She at first questioned why God was leading her to go to the hospital to pray, but after seeing the group compiled from many different churches and that they were all there to represent the body of Christ, she understood that God had a bigger purpose for her being there. Hospital workers and EMTs have even approached them asking for prayer, and the Firestorm United group has been able to minister in the Spirit and encourage them. They have also encouraged the workers to do the same and pray for others. Scott Gilbert leads teams every day in prayer outside the hospitals, and says that God has even healed a security guard's knee. The local TV networks have noticed the group's activities and has featured them in the news. We know that God hears our prayers and that our prayers change things. So let's come together in unity to see miracles happen and the virus defeated. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.